the trade.
You know, it really is.
It really is. This is where we sort of delve into musical instruments and how they work and why they work and what the hell. All for you, the listener. I thought we'd take you on a little synthesizer journey here by probably one of the best tutors you could possibly have, Suzanne Ciani, legendary synthesist. From back in the day, this footage is actually, this recording's early 70s, and she's talking to a reporter, and it's kind of good because it's just, she breaks it down. She breaks it down, the simplicities of synthesis and sort of how it all works. And listen, I think you're really going to enjoy it. What a good feeling about this.
Synthesizer is an electronic musical instrument. It works by using electronic signals to produce sound, and the sound could be, for instance, like normal instruments like a cello or a guitar sound or a horn sound or a flute, or unusual sounds, sounds of snowstorms or birds, or just make-believe sounds that you want to make.
Can you show me some of them?
Sure. I have a sound in here that you'll have to tell me what it is, okay? You guess.
Like raindrops?
Like water dropping, or say like things plopping into water. Sounds like.
That's really neat.
Yeah. You'll have to guess what that is. That's chicken frying. For instance, you can see that's a picture of it right there.
That's a picture of it?
Yes.
What is that machine?
Oh, this is an oscilloscope, and it gives you a picture of the sound.
Well, what is sound anyway?
Oh, sound is, well, first of all, you know, it comes through your ears,
yeah,
and it comes through the air. So it actually is a vibration in the air that is caused by, well, in this case, it's caused by that speaker cone vibrating. So the speaker cone vibrates at a certain rate, and that sends those vibrations through the air into our ears.
Now, what's the difference between that chicken frying sound and a musical sound?
Musical sound has definite pitch.
What do you mean by pitch?
Well, pitch is the way we hear things being, say, relatively higher or lower. For instance, when you sing a scale, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do, like that, that's pitch. And really what's happening is that the waveform that you're hearing is getting faster and faster and faster. Now, I'll show you a pitch with a pure tone. This will be A at a frequency of 440 cycles per second. You see that on the oscilloscope. And now, if I double that and go to 880 cycles per second, we'll get the A an octave above that. And as you can see on the oscilloscope, there are twice as many cycles visible.
Well, what would be the difference between that sound made by the synthesizer and a sound made by an ordinary instrument?
Well, we could look at that. Do you play guitar?
Yeah, a little.
Because we have a guitar out in the studio, and if you'd like, you could go out and play an A. And, Fern, could we record, Lisa?
Yeah, what track would you like that on?
Oh, any open track that we've got's okay.
Put it up, too.
Okay.
I think I could handle that.
So you're just going to play A. Okay.
Okay, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
This would be on one single guitar note, take one.
Here we go.
One more time.
That's
great. Great. To say nothing of the great engineering skills.
So you recorded it?
Possible.
Mm-hmm. That's it?
Not yet.
Well, what's the difference between that and the sound that comes out of the synthesizer?
Well, in some ways they're alike. Yours, you can see, it moves at the same frequency because it's at the same pitch, A440. But your wave, instead of looking perfectly smooth, what I played was a very pure tone, a pure sine wave that doesn't exist in nature. What you played has a lot of different other components in it called overtones that give the basic waveform a funny bumpy shape like that. The overtones are, you don't actually hear them as separate sounds. They all blend into the first sound and change the way you feel that sound. It changes the color or the timbre of the sound. And that's what makes, for instance, a violin sound different from a clarinet or from a saxophone or from a piano.
This looks like a big toy here. Do you ever just play around with it?
Sure, there are lots of fun things you can do. There are things that instruments can do that a synthesizer can't do. A lot of it has to do with, any instrument. Depends on the years you spend with it and the technique that you develop that make it expressive. These are patch chords. These are the things that route the signal from one little module to another to get the sound. You can patch it a lot of different ways. And the way you patch it will determine what you get. It's like creating an instrument.
Do you know before you put them in what it's going to sound like?
Well, you're always going towards an idea. You know, that's what makes you put the patch chords in certain places. You know, part of an instrument is what it can do, and part of it is what you do to it. The other part of music, of course, is the motion and the personal involvement that a musician gives to his instrument. And that's something that I happen to feel and have with synthesizers. So I play the synthesizer the same way somebody else would play cello or violin.
Does it matter which one you press?
Well, you want it to be, this is in C, so you want to hit, this is a C, this is a G.
We have to leave it on long enough.
Okay, now this one's still staying still, and this one is now moving.
Suzanne Ciani there, describing synthesizer basics. Now let's play one of her more famous big old tracks. Let's go with The Velocity of Love. This is Suzanne Ciani. What a beast. We'll come back with a quote from her just last year describing sort of what the keyboard did to the synthesizer back in the day and how it was actually sort of detrimental to the progression of electronic music, you could say. Thank you.
You know, what happened was to market the instrument. I mean, this is an old story, but it's true. A keyboard was put on it. And so everybody said, oh, it's a musical instrument. It has a keyboard. The whole thing was hijacked or short-circuited or however you want to say it, but the potential of electronic music, it didn't get realized. It went down a left turn. And it's just coming back now. That's why this period is so exciting right now, because we're getting another chance with a more educated audience. When I played for an audience in the past, I didn't have that listening to play into. Now I play and the kids know what's going on. And that's so refreshing, amazing, revolutionary. This is a very exciting time right now to be playing live.
That was Tools of the Trade.